This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Because I want you part of the conversation. Doesn't do me any good if you're not part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, let's just look. I got a whole bunch of crazy stories I want to talk about. This one in particular, though, I really like because it shows you that the loons on the left are going out of their minds. Oh, well, actually, they're already out of their minds. This is just pushing them further over the cliff. Washington Post reporter tries to shut down the border wall. The GoFundMe account. Now, this is really great because why do you care? Why would you take the time to do that? Why don't you just... This is where when President Trump says you guys are fake news, he's right. Your job as a reporter isn't to try to come against somebody doing something. You're supposed to report on it. If you don't like it, then report the pros and cons of it. A Washington Post reporter attempted to pressure GoFundMe to shut down a donate page. Now, listen to the words. The reporter attempted to pressure GoFundMe. Why would he do that? He's a reporter. To shut down a donation page raising money to build the wall. The donation page titled, "We the People Will Fund the Wall," was created by Triple Amputee Air Force Veteran Brian Colfage. Colfage. Definitely not Italian. It's reached it's higher than $8 million now. It's probably up around 11, 12, 13. What is it? $13.8 million. Now,
4 days.
In 4 days. Wow. I'd like to. Can we raise 13 grand in 4 days, you think? Probably not. Anyhow. So, think about that. 13.8, 4 days. Now, I'm watching some comments where people are going, yeah, he's just going to take the money and run with it. No, he's not. And he can't. Read it. Read the terms and conditions. He can't. This is not, he's not raising money for himself. He set $5 billion as the goal. I think it's a little high. Right? Now that they got 5.7 in the, I would set it for a billion.
It is a billion.
It says 5 billion in the article.
Okay. Well.
It's one on the, well, maybe his goal was 5 billion. Like he'll open another one once he hits a billion, another one, and another one, and another one.
Right. There's a cap.
Okay, there you go. So Tony Rahm posted his concerns about the border wall donation page to his Twitter account. So there's an effort on GoFundMe to raise cash money for a border wall, tweeted Rahm. It has more than 5 million in donations at the time the article was written, and claims to have contacts in the Trump administration. But it got me thinking. Right? Like, is that allowed on the site? So this is Tony Rahm, and again he works for the Washington Post, and he thinks it's his job, it's his one man job, to try to shut down and make sure that no money goes to the wall, that we the people can't donate to that wall. Rahm explained that he believed the donation page was in violation of the site's rules against intolerance. Wow. So I guess it's intolerant to want to protect the border. You see, it is a sickness. I didn't believe it before. I'm starting to believe it now. So it really is a sickness when it comes to protecting, you know, liberals want, you know, talking about us protecting the wall. Right? Pushing, making sure Americans are safe first. Want to protect our children. GoFundMe terms prohibit attempts to raise cash money rooted in intolerance of any kind relating to race, ethnicity, national origin, religion, affiliation, sexual orientation, sex, gender, or gender identity, or serious disabilities or diseases, among others. So which one does that fit in? Rom, who is a technology policy reporter, said that a spokesman from the donation crowdfunding site told him the project was not in violation of their terms. He says, in a tweet, he says, so I asked him to GoFundMe if this wall fundraiser violates their terms. Spox, this candidate does not violate our terms or service. The funds are safely held by our payment processor, and we will work with the organizer to transfer funds to return them if the target is not met. Rob then complained that his attempt to kill the donation page was being misrepresented as politically motivated on Twitter. Well, it is. It is politically motivated. It's not kind of, sort of. It actually is. Because you're on the other side of this. And that's why you don't like it. You don't see any reason for us to protect the wall, to protect our country, to protect our border. None at all. It's just, it's always been amazing to me. Anyway, so would you, one last time before we go, you 13.8 million dollars in 4 days. God bless this guy. And we need a heck of a lot more than that. But at least, you know, again, when somebody said, all we need now is a GoFundMe account, Brian went, okay, I can make that happen. Which I think is wonderful. And we need to see more. This is where I keep telling you guys, we need to get more involved. You need to see more of this kind of thing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, Tammy, we're gonna run through some of these. I know how much you love that. You know, they're screaming about how General Mattis is not on board with President Trump. As a matter of fact, the left-wing news groups are saying that in leaving, Mattis scorched the place on the way out, right? Well, that's not true. He just told the truth. He said, look, I'm not in agreement with the guy. He should have somebody in there that's in agreement with him. Look at Oblamo did it, right? He had Holder. He had Loretta Lynch. They were in agreement with him. They would do whatever he wanted. But I don't know if you guys remember when three of Obama's former secretaries of defense blasted him for what he believed and what he wanted. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Really. Stay right there.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. Listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, as I keep telling you to be. We got so much going on, so much to talk about. And again, Christmas coming up next week. We will not be here. You're all alone. Nope. We're going to do, put together a week of best ofs. Hope you'll enjoy it. Hope you enjoy what we put up for you. We're entitled to some time off, are we? We try from time to time. It doesn't always work, but we try. Last couple of times we tried to take some time off, I think the whole technology thing blew up, and we ended up sitting here nursing it along anyhow. Again, head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll, get involved in the conversation in the chat room, And you, on top of getting involved in the conversation in the chat room, you can also buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can get some your mugs up there, your T-shirt, all kinds of, all that kinds of stuff that shows like myself on a regular basis. All right. The left-wing media has been having a field day with the fact that Mattis has left, and Mattis left saying that he wasn't in agreement with President Trump, you know, on Syria and a few other things. So, and the job, as Mattis has said in the past, is your job, if you're going to serve in that position or any position for that matter in the military, your job is to do what your president asks you to do, as long as it's morally correct. And he felt that this maybe wasn't quite, he wasn't in agreement with the president, and he shouldn't be the guy to carry it out if that's the case. So, you know, again, remember that President Oblamo had three of his people that were in non-agreement with him. Right? Three of his secretaries of defense also blasted him for what he wanted to do overseas. Now remember, you got all these high-profile Democrats that are running to the cameras to attack Trump. They're not alone, though. Several Republicans have done the same thing. Now, the departure of a Secretary of Defense over foreign policy and military strategy, the difference is it's hardly a new thing, right? It's nothing that we haven't seen before with other presidents, but Obama in particular, his first Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, resigned without incident in 2011. Now, later on, he'd criticize Obama's role as Commander-in-Chief in his memoir that he published a few years later. It revealed a troubled relationship between Obama and the Pentagon. Obama didn't want to fight anything. He saw the military. He had no love and still has no love for the military. As far as the Obamas are concerned and those kind of people, right? When I say that, I mean Clinton and Kerry and those people. The only reason the military is around is to protect their sorry little butts. Gates, who was first appointed to his post by former President George Bush, he revealed in a series of swipes that are surprisingly combative coming from a senior former official, right? I mean, these guys are usually seasoned. They don't do this kind of thing. But when you see these kind of problems with the president or the administration, when you see these kind of problems that you think are really bad for the country, you should be able to speak out about them. He said there were many problems between the White House and the Pentagon that have made for troubled relations at the highest level. All too early, the administration, Gates said, that suspicion and distrust of senior military officers by senior White House officials, including the president and vice president, became a big problem. He said, you know, I tried to manage the relationship between the commander-in-chief and his military leaders, but it was a problem. Perhaps most damagingly, he says, that Obama did not believe in his own strategy for ending the war in Afghanistan. He was skeptical, if not outright convinced, it would fail, and that he was skeptical at best about the leadership of the country's president, Hamid Karzai. So Obama didn't believe that his plan was going to work. Why would you implement it? Be nice. The president doesn't trust his commander, can't stand Karzai, doesn't believe in his own strategy, and he doesn't consider the war to be his. For him, it's all about getting out. And that's according to Gates was there. He was in there. In 2013, Obama's second Secretary of Defense, Leon Panetta, resigned after less than 2 years on the job over frustrations with Obama. Panetta also wrote a memoir revealing disturbing details about his time in the Obama administration. And he told of Obama's repeated decision to ignore his advice, citing specifically the withdrawal of all troops from Iraq in 2011. The failure to intervene in Syria's civil war by arming rebels, an abrupt reversal of Mr. Obama's decision to strike Syria in retaliation for chemical weapons. I mean, he goes on and on and on to talk about all the things he told Obama he needed to do, and Obama refused to do them. So the left is acting like this is something new. In 2014, shortly after the midterm elections that saw Republicans take control of the U.S., Senate Barack Obama fired Secretary of State Defense Chuck Hagel. Guess over what? They had policy They had strategy disagreements. Hagel said in an interview a year later that Obama's White House tried to destroy him and they had no strategy for fixing Syria. More disturbing than anything that come out of this so far, you know, being Mattis's resignation, he said Obama's fiercest critics of his foreign policy and military strategy have been his secretaries of defense. In April 2016, all three of Obama's former secretaries of defense at the time, Gates, Panetta, and Hagel, blasted Obama in an interview on Fox News. Right? When they were talking about, it was a special called Rising Threats and Shrinking Military. So his own secretary of defense, these guys that have been in the business, were trying to tell a community organizer what he needed to do to win. They wouldn't listen to him. Why? Because probably, as I used to say back then, Obama knows better than everybody else. He spent years. Obama, look at. Let's be honest about this, right? He spent years polarizing the military. He spent years spending money in places he shouldn't have spent in the military, at the cost of readiness, effectiveness, victory. The Secretary of Defense has all agreed that he really didn't seem to take care of the military. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, it doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. If you're for our military, if you're for the men and women that wear the uniform, the men and women that are willing to run in front of a bullet for you to help spread freedom across the globe, you should not care whether there's a D or an R in front of the president's name. You should care about our military men and women. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
You have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Trump and congressional leaders in a stalemate over his demand for $5 billion to build a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. Hours before a midnight deadline to prevent a government shutdown, senators were told there would not be another vote, thus guaranteeing the shutdown. Democratic Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the president has some hard work ahead of him.
As we said to President Trump a week ago, his wall does not have 60 votes here in the Senate, let alone 50 votes.
Republican Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee says the next vote in the Senate should not be on anything except an agreement that's reached by the President, House Republicans, and Democrats in both chambers.
There won't be test votes. Not going to be a tabling vote. The Vice President has been over here with his members negotiating already. What this does, I think, is push this ahead to a negotiation that yields a result and does the best we can to shut him down very briefly.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. You know what? I'm telling you, when it comes to Charlie Daniels, it's an, you can't get more, what do you want to say? You can't get more America than that. You know what I mean? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. Always appreciate your time with me. Okay, I want to get through some of these, I mean, extremely, extremely crazy stories. I let them pile up all week. I get to them when I can get to them. We were talking about how many of President Obama's, or I lovingly refer to as ex-President Oblamo, how many of his Secretary of Defense's, not only did they quit on him, right? And you didn't hear any outcry. You still don't, you know, again, this is what bothers me even about my friends. Some of you I know listen to the show, and you're Democrats. But when you're calling out of the stuff on Trump, and you accepted it with Obama, you thought it was fine with him because you didn't speak. See, if you're silent and you think it's okay, or you're a coward, one of the two. I'd like to believe you're not cowards and that you just thought it was okay, period. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And if you thought it was okay, then shame on you. If you're a coward, shame on you too. DHS reveals historic measures. I mean, they're not just giving in. They're going to fight back when it comes to protecting us. Right? And this is where President Trump and I part to a degree. Stop pounding on your people. Stop publicly berating them. Because then they don't want to do the job for you, or for us for that matter. The Department of Homeland Security is changing the game for undocumented immigrants who try loopholes in the system to enter the U.S. They'll no longer be able to disappear into the United States with the new policy. DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen, she announced that the action of historic measure, as they call it, to combat illegal immigration as they begin processing of invoking Section 235, write this down, you look it up later, B2C of the Immigration Nationality Act. Now, effective immediately, immigrants who come to the U.S. illegally or without proper identification will be sent back to Mexico during the duration of their immigration proceedings. So even though the Supreme Court, or the courts have said, You can't send them to be processed with the normal processing centers. You can still uphold the law. The courts can't stop you from upholding the actual law. This comes after thousands of immigrants fled Central America in hopes to enter the U.S., and they got stuck at the southern border. Right now, you know, Trump is actively pushing the border security, pushing the border wall funding, pushing for more people. Now, you know, that's the other thing I would do. Just flood it with border agents. Flood it with the military. Declare a state of emergency. There are some things I don't understand why he just doesn't do. I would have the Democrats leaving stains in their pants at this point. I would tell them I'm declassifying every one of the papers that have to do with who you paid hush money to for sexual abuses in Congress. Right? And then the hearings that have taken place over the last few years, all the way through to Hillary Clinton's hearings on the email server. All those non-disclosure forms that were signed by FBI agents when they were interviewing Hillary Clinton. I would open it. I wouldn't threaten to do it. I would just do it. My only threat would be over the next few weeks. Hi, I'm President Trump. And over the next few weeks, for your enjoyment and reading, every Friday, I'll be releasing thousands of documents, totally unredacted, wide open, of the proceedings that took place under the Democrats over the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. Just for giggles. Would love to hear what you have to say. And after the first dump, you know they would come crawling back. The Dems would, wanting to make a deal and close things down, because when you really find out what they've been doing and how much they've been paying out and who on whose behalf it's been paid out to. Today we're announcing historic measures to bring a legal immigration crisis under control, Nielsen said. We'll confront this crisis, this is the part I like, head on. We'll uphold the rule of law. And we'll strengthen our humanitarian commitment. See, being a humanitarian, doing the right thing, doesn't necessarily mean you're going to break the law. Because then what you're saying is the law that was enacted, the law that was voted on, the law that was put in place, is just terrible, mean, and nasty. All those guys that voted on it, all those people that voted on it, were just hateful people, right? The DHS made it clear undocumented immigrants will no longer be able to game the system by skipping their court dates. Over 92% of the people given court dates don't show up for them. And then how do you find them? Because you don't have their real name. They have no paperwork. You're going on just on what they said. Wouldn't you love that? Wouldn't you love it if you got pulled over or certain things happened, you got arrested for, you know, robbing the bank, and they give you a slip of paper and says, hey, you have to show up for court. We're going to decide whether you're going to jail or not in 45 days. Yeah, I'll be there. No problem. DHS previously shared with the news source that the legal loopholes in the U.S. laws are allowing for immigrants to claim credible fear, knowing they will be promptly released into the interior with work permits. Right? Until the case is determined, which could take years. See, this is why they even turn it around a little bit further. Here's what I would do. I'd get a whole bunch of office trailers, and I would place them all along the border. And I would fill them with judges. Doesn't say how you have to do it. Doesn't say what the process is. It just says you have to get a proper hearing, right? I would have you, the minute you hit there, say, no problem, boys, come on in. And every one of them, I would just run them in, run them out. Got paperwork? No. Okay, you go home. You got some kind of ID? No. No. Okay, you go home. It would really be that simple for me. Anyway, of the ones that return, here's some shocking statistics. Of the ones that actually do go for their court cases, only over 91% of them are found ineligible for asylum by the judge. The DHS secretary said that in a press release, immigrants will wait in Mexico while they wait for immigration court decisions. Catch and release will be replaced with catch and return. Nielsen said, which has reduced illegal migration by removing one of the key incentives that encourages people from taking the journey to begin with. Now think about that. So they come up here. Think about this. They come up here. They know if they illegally rush the border, if they illegally get over the border, and they're caught, right? They give false information. They're going to be released back into the interior of the U.S. So they get to stay, and then they can run from the cops. So they have every intention of doing that from day one. Just amazing. DHS has notified the Mexican government. And in response, they've made a commitment to implement essential measures on their side of the border, which we expect affected migrants will receive humanitarian visas to stay on Mexico soil and the ability to apply for work. The immigrants who claim, let me see, the guidelines for the process. So here's the guidelines. Immigrants who claim asylum in the U.S. will no longer be released into the country. They will be given a notice to appear for their immigration court hearing. In Mexico, the Mexican government, by its own determination, will provide immigrants humanitarian visas, work authorization, and other protections. Immigrants who are upheld by the U.S. will be allowed into the country. Those who aren't will be deported back to their home countries. With a 2,000% increase in immigrants claiming credible fear, and they're seeking asylum, the DHS has a backlog, you ready for this one, of over 800,000 pending cases. Additionally, asylum claims soared almost 70% from last year. Right? I mean, think of, you know, can we handle this? Is this really, really, really what we want to do? Is this really the right thing? I mean, you want to start pulling on my heartstrings and your heartstrings and tell me, you know, how cold we are, how nasty we are? You'd be wrong. We're one of the most giving countries on the face of the planet. We're willing to help about anybody. We even help people that bomb us, that hurt us. So don't give me how cold we are, how nasty we are. And you know what? You know what we're going to talk about in the next segment? We're going to talk about cannabis. That's right, dope. So some of you who really think we're off, this will be a lot of fun. This should make your head pop. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Time. Be back in a few minutes.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate. No, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate. That's more like it.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna help. Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna help.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and also just being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate that. The, you know, you heard, who was it yesterday? Tom Delvecchio said, you know, love the Christmas music. He was being a smart butt because we didn't have any Christmas music. But the list that was just recently put out by PJ Media of the 10 worst Christmas songs. Some of them I've never heard of. Merry Christmas Baby by who's Johnny Moore? Or does anybody really even care? I was going to do a serious story, but man, somebody sent me this. I thought it would be kind of cool. No. This is kind of funny.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Okay.
You should treat me nice.
All right. So, how did blues, how did the blues end up into a Christmas song? Right? I mean, seriously. Oh, and then his Sir Paul McCartney. Remember him? I never got this one either. This actually sounded like you had taken a hit of LSD and then the record got stuck, right? They actually called this music. It was a movie? Wow. You poor people. Really? Who does that stuff? Yeah, I guess he does. You know, ten of them, right? That's number nine. All right, little Drummer Boy by the Harry Simone Choir. Why is that terrible? I mean, if you like that kind of stuff, what be thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, this one's probably terrible. I can't even imagine this. Barbara Streisand sings Jingle Bells. And she has to make a production out of an easy song.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. What fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle.
So if you ever want to know what Barbara Streisand was like after she took a hit of speed and had to sing, there you go. Right? Did you hear that?
I think she just wanted to get it over with.
Barbara, we got 3.5 minutes on. Can you get it done in a minute and a half? Oh, sure, no problem. Right?
All the way, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. We're dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. All the fields we go, laughing all the way.
Okay, all right. This next song, this is hilarious. Please, Daddy. Oh, no, I'm just going to put this is John Denver.
I don't want to see my mama's pride.
Yeah. God. Well, I would, yeah, come on. You guys are going to admit, that's probably one of the, well, among the 10 worst Christmas songs ever.
Bad. I've never heard that.
Oh, John Lennon and Yoko Ono. You never heard that. That's from your neck of the woods.
I've never heard that.
I didn't even know John Denver was a country. So I thought he was like a, I don't know.
Folk
music, yeah. That was, you know, that was country. That was backwards country.
Happy Christmas, Julian.
So this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over. And you won't just...
Yeah, boring. The... You know, his kids wrote about him, and none of them. What's that?
It was a political Christmas song.
Oh, yeah, well, whatever. Yeah, it was right. The war's over. His kid, none of his kids had anything nice to say about him. And everybody talks, you know, what's really funny about this is everybody, I know, I'm going to lose some of you now. Everybody talks about what a great man he was, and look at the songs he wrote about peace and everything else. And he was a hellion with his kids. Now, maybe they all just hated him because he was strict, but I don't think John Lennon was very strict at all. You know, he was one of those love and peace guys who do whatever feels good. Now, here's one band I never really got. And why they got into what they got into, I never really got. Let me see. Christmas music? All right, I think it's stuck. Oh, this is, what do they call this back in the 80s? Techno music, right? Oh, that's right. They do the light shows and everything. So then why do I call it terrible music? Oh, this is great. A Blue Christmas. Don't say anything. Let's see if they can figure out what it is. There he goes. Come on.
Hiya, gang. And now if you'll all be...
Come on, just start singing.
It wasn't hard, because... I'm here without you.
Oh, if you feel so ibbity blue, if you're just thinking about you.
Why is that so bad? Why is that a bad Christmas song? Poor guy singing his heart out, right? Oh, I remember this one. This was a big one up north. Because we just love making fun of you people in the south.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Walking home from our house with the baby.
Didn't she leave her teeth at the other house or something?
Say there's no such thing as Santa. But as for me and Grandpa,
All right, thank you for indulging me, because I'm having some fun with this. I know some of you are already tuned away. But, these are the 10 worst songs, number one here in a minute, 10 worst songs, Christmas songs of all time. Right? What's so crazy about Grandma, by the way, about that song in particular, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, is the success is that the song became the target of protests. And long before the era of social justice warrior and all that, the Gray Panthers, a group committed to defending the rights of older Americans along with a host of liberal causes, went after the song, claiming it upheld stereotypes against old people. Well, I'll be nice. And the vocal group New Song released plenty of good songs on the Christian charts in the 80s, but they lost every bit of goodwill with a couple of really bad ones. Right? You've never heard this song because it really didn't go anywhere. I feel like a DJ. All right. You're already putting me to sleep.
It was almost Christmas time. There I stood and
yeah. It's too low, too slow. Anyway, it's... My new Christmas shoes. I'm sorry, it's boring. You never heard of it, because it's fortunate enough you had avoided it all these years. Because it's, according to the writer, it's schmaltzy, it's sentimental, it's slow, it's supposed to pull at your emotions. It's about people who didn't even have shoes to walk around with on Christmas time. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I know people don't have shoes to walk around at Christmas time. That's why you give from your heart a little bit here and there, right? You give to people less fortunate, maybe don't have as much as you do. It ain't that hard. All right, so let me take a few minutes before we go. I want to thank you guys. It's been a great year, right? We'll probably end up seeing you next year. Oh, okay, I know that's old. But listen, have a great and safe Christmas. If you don't celebrate Christmas, and I hope you had a great Hanukkah. If you don't celebrate Hanukkah, I hope you had a great Festivus. If you don't celebrate Festivus, then just sit around and get drunk. I don't know what to tell you. Have a great holiday season. Enjoy it along with the rest of us. I got a question for you atheist types, though. If you don't believe in Christmas, and you're one of those guys that works that day and you get 2.5 times for the holiday, shouldn't you only take regular pay? Not a holiday, for you. You don't think it is. You'd work it anyway, right? I'm just asking a question. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, from our family, from Team Messina, and the rest of us here, we appreciate the time you spend with us. You have a merry and safe Christmas. And remember, it's not about how much money you spend. It's about the family that you have around you and how much you enjoy everything. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can always send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Let me know what you think about the show. Let me know about changes. We do a little retooling around the holiday season, so we'll make some minor changes when we come back. Hopefully we'll be fresh, new, refreshed, and I don't know, probably 12 pounds heavier. God bless. Have a great rest of the day, and Merry Christmas to the rest of you.